Welcome to Torah Tzimcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. I'm humbled and thrilled to be learning the final book of Sefer Tehillim with each of you dedicated, heroic women of Klal Yisrael. The fifth book of Sefer Tehillim begins with Mizmor Kuf Zayin, chapter 107. And it's this book which is filled primarily with the Halel Vehodah, the thanks and the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our hope, of course, that this thanks and praise that we'll be moving ourselves through will bring us to the ultimate thanks and praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Geula, when we, as women of Tehillim, women of Emuna, will be able to greet the Mashiach with the words of David HaMelech. Chapter 107, Mizmor Kuf Zayin, is a chapter of thanksgiving, voiced by David to represent a Jew who has found himself in a place of danger, and upon being saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then erupts with a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having been delivered from whatever was the danger he faced. Finding a Jew in danger, then being saved, is not a rare occurrence. We've been through this cycle time after time in history. And as such, the various Mefarshim will apply this perek to various times in history. The Al-Sheikh points out that this is the original experience of the Jews as a nation, having been under bondage in Mitzrayim, and then redeemed or saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ibn Yahya relates this work to David's personal life and the times when he personally was in danger and then found himself saved. This Sforno jumps forward to this being the song that will be sung by each of us as Jews in the days of Kibbutz Galiot, in the days of the ingathering of the exiles, the days of Mashiach, when we'll look back at the dangers that we faced in exile and we'll thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having saved us. The fact is, we don't really have to choose one. Part of the beauty and the power of the songs of David HaMelech are the ways that they transcend time and space, where one perek or one pasuk, one verse, can encompass David's own personal life experience, but also extend to the life experience of me and of you, and of the national story of Klal Yisrael. But as Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch points out, it's the refrain, the repeating pasuk in this particular chapter, which is starts with the very first pasuk, the very first verse. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1 is, Hodu Lashem Kitov, ki le'olam chasto. Give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kitov, for he is good. As the Radak points out, when the good things happen, we cannot take it as just happenstance or because we're more talented or smart than the other person. But when the good things happen, Hodu Lashem, the good comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki le'olam chasto. Because his kindness endures forever. His kindness is not limited to any one person or any one time, but extends to all people and forever. And as such, says Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, it's only the nation that will ultimately experience the greatest geula that can actually sing this pasuk fully, because we will then experience the full goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But along the way, we have the mini geulot, the times of danger when we're saved, the times of hurt when we're delivered. If we practice, so to speak, if we become people who throughout the Galut can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Hodu Lashem Kitov, if we become the people who refine ourselves, who shape ourselves to sing this pasuk along the way as things happen, then we are preparing ourselves to be the nation that will sing at the end of time with a full heart, with no misgivings, Hodu Lashem Kitov, ki le'olam chasto. As Chazal point out in Masechet Brachot, Daf Nun Dalid Amud Bet, they actually derive the halacha of the Berchat HaGomel, of the bracha that a Jew says, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having been delivered from harm, the four situations in which halachically a Jew must thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicly, is derived from this perek. There are four instances of danger described in this particular chapter, and in each of these situations, Chazal derived that if a person finds himself delivered from this kind of danger, halachically he is mandated to say the Birkat HaGomel, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu before a minyan in a public way. And the four categories that are highlighted over here will be one who journeyed through the desert, one who travels through the sea, one who is sick and then healed, and a person who was jailed and then released. As we'll see as we go through this perek, each of these four examples are explored, and in each one there's a pattern. There's a pattern of the Jew in danger, crying out for help, and then giving the thanks. And it's the repeating of this pattern again, which if we repeat in our own lives, as we step through the galut, we form and refine ourselves to become people who will sing this refrain of Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Chasdo with our ultimate deliverance in the days of Mashiach. And so we come into the perek now with Pasuk Bet, verse 2. Yomru Ge'ole Hashem Asher Ge'alam Yatzar. This is the pasuk that will be said by those who have been redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saved from the ones who oppress them. Me'aratzot kibtzam, mi'mizrach u'mi'ma'arav, mi'tzafon u'mi'yam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us from every one of the directions from the farthest stretches of the land. And here we begin in Pasuk Dalid, verse 4, to speak of the first category of danger. Ta'uva midbar bishimon. They wandered in the wilderness, in a path of desolation. They did not find an inhabited city. This refers to any Jew wandering through the desert, but of course also on another level refers to the first experience of the Jewish people having been saved from danger, and that's their traveling through the Midbar, through the desert, as they left Mitzrayim, and their first chapter of nationhood in the desert, getting to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course, the Torah that he gave to them there. And there, Pasuk Hey, verse 5, Re'evim gam tzme'im, hungry and thirsty, nafsham behem tis ataf, their soul fainted within them. And this is where in Pasuk Vav, verse 6, we find the first description of the reaction of a Jew to danger. A good Jew in danger, what's the first thing he does? Not just a good Jew, but a smart Jew. Vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lehem. When a Jew finds himself in danger, the Jew cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimitzuko sehem yatzilim. Because when a Jew cries out, as Chazal tell us, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet, tefillah, crying out in prayer, has the power to actually rip up Gzar Din and eat it for negative or for suffering. And when we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find that he rescues us from our trouble. And in fact, in the example here of one who is lost or wandering in the wilderness, Vayadrichem, Pasuk Zayin, verse 7, Vayadrichem b'derech hishara, he led them upon a straight path, lalechet leches el ir moshav, to go to an inhabited city. And here we find again the first showing of the refrain, which becomes the song of this perek, Pasuk Chet, verse 8, Yodu Lashem Chasdo. The Jew who is saved will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his kindness, v'nifla'osav v'vnei anam, and for his wonders to mankind. And the Al-Sheikh here lays out the formula of how this is done. The Al-Sheikh points out, Yodu Lashem Chasdo. First, a person finding himself saved will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu privately, between himself and God, the overflow of gratitude for Hashem. I was so stuck. I was so lost. You saved me. Then, v'nifla'osav l'vnei adam, then there is the telling of the wonder of the saving before others. And that's the Birkat HaGomel, that's the public blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a public setting to spread the Kiddush Hashem further. And this again will become the pattern that we'll see repeating itself four times throughout this perek, and hopefully many times throughout our national experience as the Jewish people. Ki esbia nefesh shokeka, he sated, he satisfied the yearning soul, v'nefesh re'eva mile tov, and filled the hungry soul with good. We then go to the next category of a Jew in danger, yoshe choshech v'tzalmaves, asire ani uvarzel. These are the asirim, the ones who are imprisoned, shackled, denied their freedom. These two find themselves in a very dark place. And the first step towards salvation is brought in Pasuk Yud Bet, verse 12. Vayachna be'amal libam. He humbled their heart with hard labor. Kashlu ve'en ozil. They stumbled and there was none to help. The first step is vayachna, is the submission, is the humbling of ourselves and realizing, en ozil, there is no one who can help me, not myself and not any other person. But rather a person who finds him or herself locked up or imprisoned in any shape or form. We must first realize that comes the hachna, comes the humbling of realizing there is no one to help us except, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Gimel, verse 13. And again, we cry out to Hashem from our place of pain. And He saves us from our trouble, from our distress. He brought us out of darkness and broke open the shackles. And when it happens that our shackles are broken open, Yodu Lashem Chasdo, we thank Hashem for His kindness, v'niflaosav v'vnei Adam, and for His wonders to mankind. We now jump forward to Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17, where the third category of the one who is endangered is Evilim Miderech Pish'am, the fools who, because of their sinful path, they were afflicted. And it's here speaking of people who are stricken by illness, where they cannot eat and they cannot drink. They reach the portals, the doors of death. And any person who has experienced an illness knows the response of a Jew is Pasuk Yudtes. Vayizaku el Hashem batzar lehem. We call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our distress. Mimitsukosehem yoshi'em. And He saves them from their woes. Pasuk Chaf, verse 20. Yishlach dvaro v'yirpa'em. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent His word and cured them. V'imalet mishichi sosam, and let them escape their destruction. The important piece here being, it is not the doctors, it is not the medication, it's not the protocol, it's not the therapy that saves the person who is sick. Yishlach dvaro v'yirpa'em. It is Hashem's word that cures us and delivers us from whatever ails us. And when we recognize this and cry out to Hashem, we should hopefully be zocha to Yodu Lashem Chasdo. We can thank Hashem for His kindness. V'nifla'osav livnei Adam. And the response of joyous thanksgiving continues with V'yizbuchu zivchei soda. Let them sacrifice offerings of thanksgiving. V'yisapu ma'asav birina. And relate His works with joyful song. The fourth category that we come to, of one who is in danger and hopefully ends up singing on the other side, is Yoldei Hayam Ba'anios, those who go down to sea in ships. And as we know, alone on a ship in the vast, vast, vast sea, that's a place where the human being most recognizes how small he is and how defenseless he is against forces that seem much bigger and more powerful than he. Therefore, Pasuk Chav Dalet, verse 24, the people at sea have beheld the wonders, the deeds of Hashem, and His wonders in the depths. There's a closeness to God in the ocean where we understand for a moment how small we are relative to His vastness. And then comes the storm. And there may be a rising heavenward and descending to the depths. There's the danger. And again in the danger, Pasuk Chavchet, verse 28, Vayitzaku el Hashem. The sailor or the passenger cries out to Hashem, Batzalehem, Umimitsukosehem yotzi'im. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes them from their danger. Yakem se'ara lidmama. The storm is silenced. Vayecheshu galehem, and the waves are stilled. And there is a joyous thanksgiving. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, verse 31. Yodu Lashem chasdo. And there is a thanks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. V'nifla'osav levnei Adam. And a telling of His wonders. And here again we find actually a source in Halacha. Pasuk Lamed Bet, verse 32. V'romimuhu b'kahal am. Let them exalt Him in an assembly of people. The source here for the fact that the Birkat HaGomel, the bracha upon being saved, should be said before a minyan, b'kahal am, in front of 10. V'moshav zkenim yehaleluhu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be thanked and prayed, Moshav Zkenim. This minyan, when the Birkat HaGomel is said, should preferably include at least 2 Talmidei Chachamim. Again, as Rav Hirsch says, it's not enough just to praise. But we do so in a group of honorable Jews to remind us, not only do we thank, but we must become better or different people through what we went through. The Perek now shifts somewhat, where we've been speaking of situations of danger, which are reversed to become situations of salvation and then thanksgiving. The chapter then continues with other scenarios, more natural, perhaps not as dramatic, not as much of at death's door and then saved, but other situations that we see in our own world where there's a reversal of the natural order. Yasem neharos l'midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to turn a river into a desert. U'motza'ei mayim litzima'on. And a spring of water can become dry. And again, the next few psukim speak of the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reverse or change nature. He can turn a desert into a pool of water. He can take the hungry and fill them, and take an arid or barren desert and turn it into an inhabited city. There are all the many ways in which whatever place or state a person is in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to change that. And it's this power where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reverse, make the weak strong, make the poverty-stricken satisfied, take the ones who are haughty and bring them low. This brings to Pasuk Mem Bet, verse 42, Yir'u Yesharim V'Yismachu. The upright see this and they are glad. The person who goes through life with an emuna, with a faith, sees the constant changing of people's fortunes and of the world's conditions, does not get frightened, does not get nervous at the vicissitudes or the changes, but rather he understands that the changes are Yad Hashem, are the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as such he is glad, he is happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world according to his deep wisdom. V'chal avla kavtza piha. All iniquity shuts its mouth in the face of the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running of the world. Mi chacham v'yishmar ele. Whoever is wise must take note of this. V'yizbonenu chasdei Hashem. And think deeply into the chesed of Hashem. As the Radak ends off, it is the person with the long view who looks deeply into the patterns of the world, sees the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save those who are stuck or in darkness, sees the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take this world and change the cycles of nature, lift up the low, smash down the high, and the one who is Chacham, who sees this, is comforted by the long view of the way in which Bichvodo V'Atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides this world according to the greatest system possible. And when we get used to looking for this, we become the people who can always sing, Hodu Lashem Chasdo, Ki Le'olam Chasdo. Thank you for studying the Ilei Nishmot Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shiri Tapleta. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.